The writer of a murder mystery faces a number of challenges. The puzzle needs to keep our curiosity alive, to keep those pages turning. The sleuths need to enlist our sympathy, making us feel as if we share in their discoveries. And their world should be one that's rich in atmosphere, one that piques our curiosity. In Victoria Nalani Newbold's new novel, Murder Frames the Scene, the world is the territory of Hawaii in the years leading up to the Second World War, where crime and international intrigue are all in the air. Victoria's on the phone with us now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. You know, a genre mystery is a good way to sort of get a window into a time and place, which is what you've done with this book, yeah?
Yes, I love the mystery genre. And, of course, as you can probably tell, I love the place that I was born and raised in. And I really feel like fiction is a way to, you know, not only preserve history and the place that we live in, but also to introduce people to things that concern us in the islands
mm-hmm.
through a kind of a hopefully a fun and intriguing medium.
Yeah, it makes the pill easier to swallow, right?
When you yeah.
You know, and I don't mean to describe a history as a pill, but you know what I mean? The whole idea of nonfiction versus fiction. Fiction can actually teach us a lot, can't it?
Yes, it can. And, you know, my theory about learning is that when you're having fun, you're going to learn much more easily.
Oh, yeah, that's more than a theory. I mean, I think that's a lot of people would agree with that.
Yeah.
Well,
go ahead.
So how do you make this is a very vivid time and place that you're dealing with and one that we didn't get a chance to live through ourselves. How do you make it come alive?
Well, you know, I do a lot of research and because I enjoy doing research so much and I was just thinking today how much I actually learn myself from writing these mystery stories.
Mm-hmm.
But I do a lot of research, and, you know, this was the time period that my parents grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a little girl, I used to love to eavesdrop on their conversations and, you know, listen to what they said about certain places and listen to their reminiscences. So I draw a lot on, you know, those things I heard as a little girl, too. But I think, you know, just like a visual artist, I think a writer needs to, you know, learn how to look and observe and kind of translate what they're seeing into more subtle shades.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of observation that a writer does is different from a civilian's observation, isn't it?
Well, you know, I think everybody looks at the world in a different way. But, you know, as a writer, I think you have to look a little more closely and you have to enjoy the translation of what you are seeing, thinking, feeling. You have to enjoy the translation of all of that into character and through your characters into certain words.
You know, Victoria, I'm thinking of an exchange between Holmes and Dr. Watson in which Watson asks Holmes how he's able to make his deductions. And Holmes says, well, how many times have you climbed the stairs to our apartment? And have you ever counted how many stairs there are? And then he says to Watson, you look, but you do not observe. You know how that sort of, that's kind of the difference, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and I think for myself, I started out wanting to be a visual artist. And I'm always telling my husband, you know, the things that I learned, I went to the Honolulu Academy of Arts, that's what it was called then, to the
uh-huh.
studio program. And Louis Pohl was my drawing and painting teacher. And I always tell people, you know, I learned a lot about writing from being in his studios.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
just because you have to give an attention to detail that you didn't perhaps think you were going to have to, right?
Yes, you have to slow down, and you have to learn to look at the physical world in a different way.
You know, a lot of people just in conversation, when they try to describe something that they, even something they know well, they find themselves stalling. I certainly do. You stall because you haven't really made that translation into what words will convey what this thing looks like, right?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, as a writer, you know, you don't have to come up with the words right away like you do in a conversation.
That's a good point.
You have some time to sit and think about it, and you have some time to go back and edit yourself, too, which, unfortunately, in our conversations, we don't, you know, we can't do, although sometimes I'm sure we wish we could.
Well, we're doing okay so far, right?
Yeah.
The other thing that I think is essential in a mystery, and you've certainly accomplished in this one, is having, you have to care about the people trying to solve the mystery. And in your case, it's also an added layer, which is the relationship between your two sleuths, right?
Well, I hope people, sympathize and identify with the protagonists in my novel, because I tried to make them, people that we might like to be ourselves in some ways, and, mm-hmm. but still, you know, be people who have, their own little problems too. And I actually based some of the characters on people that I kind of knew, mm-hmm. but just changed them a little bit. And, you know, like the plot itself, too, is based on an actual case of spying at Pearl Harbor that happened a little bit later, in the decade. But I kind of took that material and used it in my mystery, too. But I'm not going to say who it was, because that would be a spoiler.
No, don't do that. No matter what inducements you get, Victoria. But that's what writers are supposed to do. And I think you've clearly had a lot of fun putting this one together.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's why I do a lot of work in the history field, and I enjoy writing these mysteries because it gives me a little more freedom than just sticking to the facts. And although I do try and, portray history the way it was, kind of.
Yeah, the fiction gives you the freedom, but the history's got to be accurate. And that's something that works out well in this kind of fiction. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Oh, you're so welcome. And thank you for having me.
Yeah, real pleasure. Victoria Nalani Newbel is the author of Murder Frames the Scene, published by the University of Hawaii Press. And you can find out more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.